Hello and welcome to How to Walk in Divine Health, a radio outreach of the Living Savior Ministries. We have a special program today. Our speaker, Thurman Scrivener, is the senior pastor at the Living Savior Ministries. He is going to be teaching today the principles from God's Word on how to get healed and how to stay healed. We join today's message, Never Quit Singing Praises, Already in Progress.
The other day I saw on Daystar, it was on the Sid Ross Show, there was a boy, looked like he's about 12, 14 years old. His mother, he had two sisters at home, both of them bigger than him. But his mother needed to go down to the store, and she told the boy, especially, not the girls, she said, son, whatever you do while I'm gone, don't go outside the house. Stay in the house. Okay, now, does that seem like really difficult to understand? Stay in the house? I mean, you can't really mess that up, right? Well, he stayed in the house for a little while, and then he got bored. And you know how 12, 14-year-old boys are, right? You know, especially if you've been one. So he goes outside, and he sees a bucket, a sealed-up bucket, plastic gallon jug. So he's kicking it, running on, kicking it. Now, what he doesn't know is what's in that jug. So he's kicking it and having a good time, just kicking it and running along, kicking it. That sound like a kid? That's what they do. So in a little while, he runs over there and grabs that jug and picks it up and cracks the lid. When he does, it has muriatic acid in it. And it says, pow! Blinds him, burns his face off. I mean, just, I saw him. They had him on the show. Did you see that, Kim, Scott?
I did.
Oh, y'all saw that too, huh? He was awful. The girls went and called mother. They found out that he started screaming. They went outside, and there he lay in that jug and acid everywhere, all over his face. He's burned. Eyes can't see nothing. I mean, that muriatic acid just took the lens off his eyes just that quick. Now he's screaming. Why did this happen to this good kid? He disobeyed his mother. So when mother got home, the girls called mother at the store and told her something happened. Something blew up in his face, and he's got some kind of acid all over him. So she comes running home. Mother comes on the show. She said something I have never seen another mother say ever. She said, son, do you know why this happened to you? He said, no. She said, it happened to you because you disobeyed me. This is why it happened. I thought, man, I have never heard that before. Except in this church. She said, son, you got to ask me to forgive you. And then you got to ask God to forgive you for disobeying your mother. So I said, mom, I'm sorry. I do. I repent of my sin. I'm so sorry. I didn't mean nothing. He didn't. But he's still a dumb kid, but he disobeyed orders. So he's paying the consequence. This was on the Sid Ross Show. I saw it just a few weeks ago. And the mother, once he repented to his mother, then he said, now, son, you got to repent to God and tell God you're sorry for what you did. And he did. He said, God, I'm so sorry that I disobeyed my mother's orders. Please forgive me. She said, now take this towel and go in there in the bathroom and wash your face. He went in the bathroom, stuck his hands down under that fresh water, started splattering all over him and everything, and he raised up and took the towel and drew, and when he looked in the mirror, his face was perfect without a burn or a mark. Somebody say, I don't believe God will do that. Hey, let me tell you, he will. If you take Hebrews chapter 2, verse 2, he clearly says, every act of disobedience is judged. Is that scary?
No.
So what do you get by with?
Nothing.
If every act of disobedience to the law is judged, what do we get by with?
Nothing.
Nothing. So you wonder why good things happen to, or bad things happen to good people. First of all, they ain't no good people. We're under curses and blessings. It's totally curses and blessings. But the good part about this is, just think about that young boy that had the acid in his face, his eyes and all over. I mean, his face was burned awful. But the minute he repented to his mother, repented to God, and washed his face, God completely healed his face. Isn't it wonderful to have a God that forgives that quick?
Amen.
That restores that quick. Somebody says, you know, I didn't know those things. You know the reason we don't know these things? It's because we don't read and study that book. If you read and studied God's Word, where do you think I learned all these things? Where do you think I learned them?
God's Word.
Where do you think I learned them, Mike?
In the Word.
In the Word. Guarantee it's in the Word, isn't it? I got tickled at Mike. Him and Gracie the other day, they was over there at their shop, and a young man that used to work with me at Sky Chef, and he come in and he was talking about looking for a church, and Mike told him, said, well, you ought to go over to Thurman's church. And he said, Thurman's church? Thurman Scrivener? He said, yeah. He said, do you know him? He said, yeah, he worked with me at Sky Chef. And after he found out that he knew me and Mike knew me, Mike said, it's like living a normal Sunday afternoon all over. He said, all that boy did was tell testimonies, the same kind I told about things he saw God do while I was working at that place. Is that right?
Yes, sir.
I don't know about you, but I want people, when they walk where I've walked, I want people to say, there's a man that walked with God. There's a man of integrity. My own son came to me the other day and he said, Dad, one thing I'll say about you, nobody has ever said a bad word about you to me in my whole life. I said, well, son, that's the way I want to be known. I don't want to be the guy that looks at the worst pornography on the block. I don't want to be the guy that runs around with my wife more than anybody else. I don't want to be known like that, because that guy usually winds up dying at 40 or 50. He don't live long. But God said this word. You know, the thing that scares you to death, if you read Proverbs 1, 2, 3, and 4, you'll find out what happens to the boy that goes into the prostitute's house. Her steps lead to hell. It leads to death. And it brings all kinds of disease into your body. And you will die with agony and pain in your body. You know, since God made all those statements, why do people do what they do? They don't read the book. And if they read it, they don't believe it. Isn't that something? Why do we do what we do? Because we don't know what the Word says. Then we wonder why we die. And you know what, really something? Just like this story that Cheryl read to you. When somebody gets the wrong blood and they're going to die, they're comatose and ain't no chance for them to live. And in Romania, and somebody give them our email, and that woman emailed us, and I took authority over that situation, remitted the woman's sins, and prayed the prayer of faith with my lovely bride laying right there beside me. And the next day, that woman's recovering and out of danger. Is that the way you want to be known?
Yes.
Yes. That's the way I want to be known. I mean, call Cheryl and Thurman. They can pray the prayer of faith for you. We love that, don't we, honey?
Amen.
Yes, we love that. I love serving a living God, a God that answers prayer. But I've loved learning the principles of the kingdom. That's probably the most important thing I ever did, isn't it, Jack? Learning the principles of the kingdom. And once you learn the principles of the kingdom, I mean, you can take an old Baptist boy like Jack there that hardly ever got an answer to prayer. Hardly ever. And when he learns the principles and you start living, he answers your prayer just like he does mine now, doesn't he, Jack?
Exactly.
Wow. And doesn't that make life wonderful?
Wonderful.
I guarantee it makes life wonderful. Wow. You know what? If you learn the consequences of sin, you ought to be driven to be pure and holy before God. Wouldn't you think?
Yes.
That's mine and Jack's goal, isn't it, Jack?
Yes.
As we've learned, we want to have him answer every prayer we pray for somebody.
Absolutely.
And so yes, absolutely. So by that, we want to say, Lord, keep us clear, clean and pure and holy. No sin in our life. Wow. Just think, that little lady over there in Mississippi, goes to church every Sunday, walked in love with everybody, had a beautiful voice, good teacher, been in church all of her life, but then in her older age, she quits producing fruit for the kingdom, and it almost cost her her life. Yeah, well, nobody would have had any idea that's what's killing this woman. But that pastor, he had listened to our teaching over and over and over. He said, Thurman, I learned a whole lot more listening to you in the last 6 years than I did in seminary. He said, but the thing I've learned about you, you teach the Bible just exactly like it's written. Like every word in it means exactly what it says. Well, that's what I say, Jack. I mean, my goodness, if I read it, I mean, I'm not near as intelligent as you are, but at least I can read. And when I read, if it says don't sin, if it says don't do this or don't do that, if it says do this, then I better do what it says, right? And when I do, wow. Just think. You want to live a long, healthy life?
Yeah.
Miss Paula, which is better, sick or being well?
Well.
The reason she could answer that so quick is because Miss Paula had only been sick for 20 years. Is that right?
Yes, sir.
20 years, and just recently she got healed for a few months ago.
She was really sick.
I know.
I was her witness.
Oh, you were her witness.
I was the one that told her about you.
Oh, praise the Lord.
I wanted her to come here.
Well, so you ought to really love her then, huh?
I love her.
But you love everybody because you're supposed to love everybody.
Absolutely.
As a daughter of the King,
yes.
You love because he loves you.
Yes.
And because he loves you, that's why he healed you.
Yes.
Because he loves you. And I don't even have any idea what the sin was that brought that on. It don't make any difference. Obviously, you got it taken care of.
Yes.
Because he forgave you and he healed you.
Yes, he did.
But you had to suffer for 20 years in the meantime.
Yes.
Wow. So it's wonderful being healed, right, girl?
Absolutely.
Absolutely. Is God good or is God good? Wow, is there anybody going to walk holy before God after today? I'm going to hold up both hands. I really want to produce fruit for the kingdom of God.
You have been listening to Thurman Scrivener of the Living Savior Ministries. We are going to stop for today, but we will return at our next scheduled broadcast with more teaching. If you would like today's broadcast in its entirety titled, Never Quit Singing Praises, or you would like any other Living Savior Ministries teaching on CD or DVD, we will be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. You can contact the Living Savior Ministries at 940-242-2106. That's 940-242-2106. You can also listen to any of the Living Savior Ministries teachings online or order them free and postpaid by going to the Living Savior Ministries website at www.tlsm.org. That's www.tlsm.org. Praise the Lord Jesus!